Yes, good evening. My name is Tony, calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Phoenix. Okay, I'm not selling anything. We will not ask you for a donation. I can speak with Daniel Torres, please.
Okay.
Okay. Sir, just a... Okay, let's see. Okay, and first of all, do you currently live in Phoenix, Arizona?
Yes.
All right, sir, and generally speaking, do you think things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you feel they have gotten off the wrong track?
You need to be more specific on what you're talking about.
Well, just generally speaking, the way you see things, you know, you think they're going in the right direction or in the wrong track?
I mean, overall, everything's going hopefully the right direction.
Oh, okay. All right, sir, now I'd like to ask you some questions about the Levin area in Phoenix. This area lies south of Salt River, north of South Mountain Park, west of 27th Avenue, and east of Gila River Indian Community. Going forward, I'm going to refer this area as Levin. Is that definition clear, or do you need me to read where the Levin area is again?
No, I know where it is. I'm there too.
All right, thank you, sir. All right, sir, and just for qualification purpose for the survey, what year were you born?
75,
okay. All right, sir, and are you as anyone in the household Hispanic or Latino descent?
Yes.
Would that be you or both in the household? Or
yes,
the okay, so everybody, all right. All right, sir, and overall, how would you describe the quality of life in Levin? Would you say excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Oh, my God, I don't know. I mean, for me, it's good, but I don't know for the rest of the people.
Yes, yeah, but that's what I'm asking. I want to know your opinion, you know. That's what we're asking for. Okay, it's going to be...
For me, it's good.
Okay, it's good, right? All right. All right, sir, next I'm going to read you a list of things, you know, that people say would like to improve the quality of life in Levin, okay? Please rate me on a scale from 1 to 5, where 1 means that it would do very little to improve the quality of life, and 5 means it would do a lot to improve the quality of life. You can use any number from 1 to 5, okay? Higher the number, the more it would improve the quality of life in Levin. The first one says more good-paying jobs from 1 to 5.
I mean, Levin's probably like a 3. I know Phoenix is
like
better, though.
Okay, what about better streets and road maintenance? Would that do very little or a lot from 0 to 5?
No, they do good. It's a 4.
A 4? Okay, more parks and recreational opportunities.
They need more, so I think I'll give them a 3.
3. More dining entertainment options.
Yeah, they are very low. So that definitely is like a 2.
2. Okay, more shops and retail stores or commercial space for businesses.
Yeah, same thing. They need more. 2.
2. Okay, more affordable housing options to rent or buy.
3.
3. And better public transportation options.
3.
3. All right. Thank you, sir. All right, sir. And in terms of your job status, are you employed, unemployed, but looking for work, retired, student, or homemaker?
No, I'm working.
Okay. Employed. All right. All right, sir. And would you say that there are too many, too few, about the right amount of businesses that employ people who work in trades, warehouses, retail, and restaurants in Levin?
Too few.
Okay. And would you say there are, thinking about businesses in your area, would you say there are too many, too few, about the right amount of businesses that employ office workers and other corporate professionals in Levin?
Too few.
Too few. Okay. All right, thank you. All right, so then thinking about the about commercial development, I'm going to read you a list of different kind of stores and businesses. For each one, please tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of that kind of business in Levine. Restaurant, bars, and entertainment venues. Yes strongly, yes somewhat, or no?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that question again?
Thinking about, you know, commercial development, I'm going to read you a list of different kind of stores and businesses. For each one, please tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of that kind of businesses in Levine. The first one is restaurants, bars, and entertainment venues. Would that
yes.
be yes strongly, yes somewhat, or no?
Yes, strongly.
Okay, what about home goods stores and other retail stores like Target?
Yes, strongly, yeah. There's no shopping there.
Okay, what about grocery stores and supermarkets?
Yeah, definitely. Strongly.
Okay, dollar stores and discount chains.
Yes, strongly.
Doctor's office and hospitals.
Yes, strongly. There's none.
Okay. All right, thank you. All right, sir, and in your own words, what type of stores and businesses would you, you know, most likely to see more in Levine?
Stores? I mean, everything
yes,
from Walmart to, you know, like Cinemax, like IMAX, anything, any of
okay.
the big chains.
Okay. Like Walmart, you say?
Yes.
Walmart. What else?
Like there's no movie theaters. There's nothing there.
Okay. Well, okay. Movie theaters. Let me write this down real quick. Okay. Movie. You said movie theaters, right?
Yeah.
Okay. The theaters. And like a big, you said big chain stores, right?
Yes.
Okay. Big chain stores. All right. All right, sir, and switching gears a bit, how much of a problem is housing affordability in Levine? To say, you know, how much it would cost to buy or rent a home. Housing affordability is a very big problem, a fairly big problem, a moderate problem, a slight problem, or not a problem at all?
I mean, Levine is it's more expensive than Phoenix, so I'd say moderate problem.
Moderate problem. Okay, well, how much a problem is availability of housing in Levine? Is that to say the number of houses or condominiums or apartments that are available to buy or rent? Would that be a big problem, a fairly big problem, moderate problem, a slight problem, or not a problem?
Moderate problem.
Moderate problem. Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. All right. And still thinking about residential development, I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of housing. For each one, please tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of that kind of housing in Levine. The first one would be multifamily housing like apartments or condominiums. Would you say yes strongly, yes somewhat, or no?
Yeah, I would say yes strongly.
Okay, what about townhouses or attached homes?
Probably not. I think those devalue the properties.
Okay, so no, right? Okay, what about single family detached homes?
Yeah, so those would be nice.
Okay, but strongly or just somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay, what about housing options for seniors?
Yes, yeah, strongly. I don't think there's any there.
Okay, none of that, right? Okay, right. Okay. All right, sir, now how long have you lived in Phoenix? Would you say less than 5 years, 5 to 10, 11 to 20, or more than 20?
In where? In Phoenix or Levine?
Phoenix.
In Phoenix. Oh, my God. Like 40 years.
So more than 20, right?
Yes.
So it'll be more than 20 years. All right. And do you currently own your home, rent your home, are living with friends or family?
I own my home.
Okay. All right, sir. Now we're almost pretty much done with the survey. Okay, I really appreciate your time. Okay, I only have a few more minutes. I'm going to read you some proposals that, you know, two address, housing costs, and options in Levin. Please tell me whether you favor or oppose each one. Okay, the first one is to repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing. Would you strongly favor that? Somewhat favor, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose it?
I mean, strongly, yeah, favorite. Anything that's
okay,
people.
Okay, what about change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more apartment buildings?
I'm sorry, to change what?
Zoning laws. Change zoning laws to allow, you know, for the construction of more apartment buildings. You know, every neighborhood has, you know, their zoning laws, you know, where they can, Yes, sir.
That's zoning laws. I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you properly.
Yeah, zoning laws.
Like a zone.
Yes, sir.
Okay, repeat me the question again.
Change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more apartment buildings. Would you strongly favor, somewhat favor?
Yeah, strongly favor it.
Okay, what about to repurpose or replace parking lots with new housing?
Strongly, yes.
Okay. Change zoning laws to allow a mix of single-family homes, townhouses, and apartments and condominiums in the same neighborhood.
Yes, strongly.
Okay, change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more multifamily housing like townhomes, duplexes, and triplexes.
Yes, strongly.
Okay, and change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more condominium buildings.
Yes, strongly.
Okay, all right. All right, sir, and finally, I would like to ask you just a few questions for a statistical purpose, okay? What was the last year of schooling that you had completed?
2 years of college.
2 years?
Of what? High school?
No, just whatever you finished. I have...
2 years college.
2 years college, okay? Gotcha. Okay. And what was your annual household income? Would you say... I just tell me when I get to the right amount, okay, well, less than 25,000, 25 to 50, 50 to 75, 75 to 100, 100 to 125,000, or more than
125,000.
75 to 100. All right, sir, and finally, strictly for verification purpose about my supervisor, can I just have your first name?
Daniel.
Okay. All right, Daniel. This concludes our survey. I really appreciate your time and your opinion. Okay. You have a great day, sir. A great night. Appreciate your help. Bye-bye.